have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. Welcome, welcome in Jesus' name. Today we celebrate Christ the King on the final Sunday of the church's year. Stir up Sunday, sometimes it's known as. Next week, I hope you'll spend time making for yourself an Advent wreath. Maybe you could make a two-dimensional one to pin on your gate or your window and add a candle each Sunday for those who pass by. Maybe you would like to light a candle each time we gather on a Sunday to worship through Advent. But for today, we are celebrating Christ the King, both the nature of his kingdom and how we play a part in that. Let us start our worship together by singing At the Name of Jesus. Celebrating Christ the King, we are looking to that day when Jesus' kingdom will truly be here for all people. We look to that day when we together will step forward into his kingdom, step forward indeed before the throne of God.
We have come before God's holy mountain, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God.
We have come before countless angels making festival, before the assembly of the firstborn citizens of heaven.
We have come before God, who is judge of all, before the spirits of the just made perfect.
We have come before Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So let us give thanks and offer to God acceptable worship,
full of reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
A song of God's assembled, a canticle based on Hebrews chapter 12, very appropriate for for the coming of Christ's kingdom. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." Let us turn away from sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. The kingdom is yours, but we turn away from your just rule. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The power is yours, but we trust in our own power and strength. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. The glory is yours, but we fall short of the glory of God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We don't sing the Gloria during Advent, so let us sing it on our final day of the church's year.
A reading from Matthew, the judgment of the nations. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, You that are accursed, depart from me, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
So the good news is that Christ's kingdom will be a place where the hungry are fed, strangers are welcome there, the sick are healed. Christ's rule is one of service and love. Our king is one who washes the feet of others. From the prophets, we are told it will be a kingdom where there will be no more war, swords beaten into plowshares, and where everyone will be able to sit under their own vine. Nothing shall make them afraid. And Paul tells us that this kingdom will be one where creation is released from its bondage to decay. Every tear will be wiped away. This is the kingdom over which Christ rules. What a vision. But this reading of the sheep and the goats is not comfortable to us. Why? Because there is that niggle for some, that big shouting question for others. Am I a sheep or a goat? Will I enter the kingdom or not? Now, I could try to make this more palatable and comforting. I could suggest that the wrath of God in the face of the human suffering at the hands of other humans, that wrath that builds through the prophets and on through Matthew's gospel, actually in the crucifixion is turned inwards upon himself through his mercy and his love for the rest of us. I could offer the other truth we hold, that God is love, and how can love condemn anyone or anything to eternal punishment? I could offer these thoughts, but I'm not here actually today to make us feel comfortable. This is Stir Up Sunday, a day on which we look at our Lord as King. Our resolve to submit to his rule should be reignited. The fact is that as well as there being a bit of sheep in every goat, good in everyone, so also there is a bit of goat in every sheep. No sheep is entirely goat-free. The wheat and the tares grow together in our communities, but also within our souls. There is no place in heaven for the part of me that is a goat. And I'm not talking here about the surprising capacity I have to grow a beard in my middle 50s. I'm talking here about the part of me, that part which is always the cause of God's wrath, my lack of concern for my neighbour, both near and far. And actually, painful as I know it will be, I wouldn't want to bring that sin into heaven, into the beautiful city of God. And nor, I think, would the rest of you. Now, obviously, is the moment for me to say we must try harder, we must do better, we must cut out stuff now ahead of that glorious day. Well, that may be so, but actually that is not what I'm going to say. I think that our efforts, particularly those driven by fear, are simply not enough. Rather, I suggest we need to turn ourselves towards the wonder of the vision of that kingdom and ask its king to help us to be a part of it. What we need is a transforming presence of Christ in our hearts, directing and guiding our lives so that we will respond well to the question of human suffering and need, both on our doorsteps and further away. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm doing battle with a temptation, all I can offer is about 5% of me saying, "Help me, Jesus, with this." The other 95% is desperately trying to shut the little 5% up. But God works through that tiny 5%. Christ's kingdom, his rule for our lives, is like a tiny seed sown within us, a tiny seed that is rooted to the immensity of his redemptive power. But we do need to make time to listen to its promptings of how we can serve those in need, how we can be part of building that wonderful vision. So, an example of what I'm talking about, and I've chosen this one because I think that most of us in Morley, Smalley and Bredstall are not often confronted with naked, hungry people on our doorsteps, the very tidy places. But also I've chosen this example because I do think that many of us will be buying things over the next month or so. So, say I am looking to buy a 30th birthday present for my son. I want him to know how precious he is to me. I want to be generous. I know what he's asked for and I want to give him the best. I could not listen to the spirit that is within me, go online and quickly make my purchase. Or rather, I could ponder for a while and allow myself to hear that prompt that says, whenever you purchase anything, you're having an impact on others. A moment to think things through, to let Christ's rule speak. I need to ensure that it is fairly traded or made somewhere where workforces are protected. Its production should not have damaged the environment, furthering the effects of climate change on the poorest people in the world, or damaging biodiversity upon which all our life depends. It should be durable, and when it reaches the end of its life, it should be able to be recycled. We must plan for our children's futures. And its purchase should help build a part of the economy that is life-giving. These things are really important, and we are involved in them every day. To compromise on them is to say they don't matter, or that they don't matter enough to me. Actually, thinking about these things can feel overwhelming, particularly when we do it every time we buy anything. But I believe where we can do it and do it prayerfully, we should. In fact, I think we can help one another. The other day over Coffee Zoom, I heard exactly this conversation, people thinking through together their purchases for Christmas and wondering how they could support new and little struggling businesses at this time. Over time, I think it can become a habit that isn't a burden. it will have found its room for the seed to grow. I think Jesus already works through all of you. I have seen it. I have seen the signs of the kingdom in your lives. A habit of consciously listening for the promptings of his spirit in all our doings, whether big or small, is something to perhaps we together can build. Something not driven by fear of being a punished goat, but by the joy of being part of his kingdom, of working towards his glorious, glorious coming, that glorious time. Let us allow this hymn, sung by its own author, Graham Kendrick, lead us into our prayers.
From heaven you came, helpless babe. Entered our world, your glory veiled. Not to be served, but to serve. And give your life that we might live. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our life as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. That speak of sacrifice, hands that flung stars into space, to cruel nails surrender. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King. So let us learn how to serve, and in our enthrone him, each other's needs to prefer. For it is Christ we're serving. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to offering of worship to
Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we bow our heads in petition for the needs of the Church and the world, and for all in need. Civil war in the Ethiopian conflict, rockets at Eritrea, protests in Peru, clashes in Armenia, the Azerbaijan president impeached. Russian President Putin orders that all Christian churches will be protected. These are just a few areas around the world in conflict reported recently. We pray for peace. We pray for your strength within us to have patience and resolve to help combat the COVID-19 pandemic during this second phase of lockdown. We pray for all men and women in the service industry, farmers having the worry and responsibility to maintain food production in such difficult circumstances. We pray for those who have been made redundant because of lockdown. Give them hope, Lord, that they will find employment, so essential for their dignity and mental health. We pray for all in work, Lord. Keep them safe. We pray for businessmen and women doing their very best to keep our economy safe, and in doing so, keeping their individual employees in work. We pray for the NHS. We pray for those dedicated staff who are doing their utmost to save lives and dealing with the myriad patients in day clinics in our local and national hospitals. Scientific researchers throughout the world have worked tirelessly, and it seems we are on the cusp of a vaccine that could be of enormous benefit in the cure for COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our diocese in these difficult times of lockdown. We pray for our bishops, leaders, administrators, and our individual priests. We think especially of Kate. Give her strength, Lord, and eternal optimism in these trying days. We members of our individual parishes must stay faithful and encourage one another, knowing that courage of heart, it seems to me, that the grace of God is in courtesy. We think of church members dear to our hearts who are not well, members who are caring for loved ones at home. Their dedication to those they care for is so much more difficult in these days of lockdown. We bear them up in our prayers. Give them strength, dear Lord. There are many ways of wishing people well. One of my favourites, Lord, is an old Eskimo blessing. May you have warmth in your igloo, oil in your lamp, and peace in your heart. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our government, who have led us in one of the most difficult times we and they could envisage. So many difficulties, statistical problems to overcome, procurement on a wide world scale, trying to keep citizens safe whilst trying to keep the economy going. So many difficult decisions to make. Let us pray for all our political leaders, nationally and locally. Give them, Lord, the strength and wisdom to work together for the good of our nation. We pray for our sovereign Queen Elizabeth, strong in her faith, and still willing to guide us so magnificently into our 70th year of succession in 2021. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We acknowledge that we are praying together with the saints. Dear Lord, we are rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints. We commend ourselves and the whole of creation to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us gather all our prayers together in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So, well done for getting through this very difficult and demanding year, for remaining full of grace and truth. I encourage you to make preparations for your Advent. Make preparations for that precious season that we will be celebrating joyfully next week. And if any of you would like me to order for you the Janet Morley Haphazard by Starlight, let me know quite promptly. That would be excellent. But for the meantime, let us remember that the King whom we worship is the friend who walks beside us, the one who loves us. May God, who kindles the fire of his love in the hearts of the saints, pour upon you the riches of his grace. May he give you joy in their fellowship and a share in their praises. May he strengthen you to follow them in the way of holiness and to come to the full radiance of glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us sing together our final hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. These singers are from the UK and from Sierra Leone, singing together virtually, like us.
Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. Lord, be forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if you are by my side. No. Sights that dazzle, the tempting sounds I hear. My thoughts are ever near me, around me and within. Oh, Jesus, drown all error and shield my soul from sin. Oh, let me hear you speaking. In accents clear and steel, above the storms of passion, the morals of self-will. Oh, speak to me, assure me, to face in all control. Oh, speak and make me listen, oh, guardian.
Sabbath shall be true. And Jesus, I have promised to stand between.